Praise God. I really so happy to be amongst you. And I thank God for this opportunity and thank the church and also Pastor James. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you all glad?
Yes.
You should be happy because you're in the house of God. Amen. When you're in the house of God, the Father is there. Amen.
Amen.
You have not come to meet your friends. You have not come to see me or your pastor. You have come to meet your Heavenly Father. You come to meet a challenging God. Amen? Though the problems, though the struggles, He's on the throne watching over His children. Hallelujah. Just to add on to what my wife does, many women who have been widows or not educated, they work as housemaids in India. They make about 20 or 30 pounds working the whole month. And it's very hard for them to even feed the family or to educate the children. So once when my wife shared about this, we planned it out, we prayed about that, and Steve wanted to have a tailoring ministry. When the women come through this tailoring program, over the 6 months of course we do for them, in the 6 months we present the gospel to them. It's not a one-day gospel. And when they share their problems, they share their burden, we started praying for them. We have a prayer list. We write down all the prayer requests. We start praying. Over 6 months, they see how God does miracles in their life. They themselves say they worshiped all the idols all their life. And you coming to this course and seeing what God does in their life is a life-transforming thing. At the end of the course, we help them with giving them a sewing machine. In their lifetime, no one has given us a gift like that. And they treasure it, and by the end of the time, they give their life to Christ. That's more important. Amen? When the woman comes and gives her life to Christ, she doesn't keep silent. When she's got something, she always shares it to people. She tells the neighbors, she tells the family, this is the place I went. God changed my life. God can do it. Come to church. That's how our ministry keeps growing. Amen? Jesus cannot be stopped. The gospel cannot be stopped. Hallelujah. We have a challenging God. Amen. And again, we have another 65 more women being trained in two different villages, two different towns, I can say. Another 65 sewing machines. We are praying for God to supply it on the second week of January, which we have planned to have a graduation. It's not an easy task. We believe God, and God meets our needs. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. I want to quickly share with you from the Bible, as it is a Christmas season, as also it is an Advent week, little bit about the birth of Jesus. And before I go to that, I want to share with you the main highlight of our ministry, what we did over this year, was giving talking Bibles. Have you all heard of talking Bibles? 3 years ago, the talking Bible was about this size. But today, the talking Bible is made up to this size.
அவரை அண்டிக் கொள்ளுகிற யாவரும் பாக்கியவான்கள். சங்கீதம் 3. தாவீது தன் குமாரன் அப்சலோமுக்கு தப்பி ஓடிப்போகையில் பாடின சங்கீதம். கர்த்தாவே, என் சத்துருக்கள் எவ்வளவாய் பெருகியிருக்கிறார்கள், எனக்கு விரோதமாய் எழும்புகிறவர்கள்.
Can someone translate it? Well, this is the talking Bible for people in the villages we give. People in India, many villages, they don't know how to read or write. And people with disabilities, people who are blind. So we give them this, a talking Bible. Guess what of this is highlighted as this? It has a solar charging panel. You don't need power supply, don't need batteries. Put it in the sun for 2 hours and it can go for 2 days. We are given few hundreds of this and still we need few hundreds of them. Each talking Bible costs about 10 pounds. It's a bit expensive even for us in India, but amazingly, God supplies our needs. Amen? One of the highlights I want to quickly share with you, 2 years ago I was praying for a village to give about 100 talking Bibles. And I was praying, Lord, how can I go and give? I don't have so much money. And all of a sudden, a pastor all the way from the United States in a small town from a Lutheran church, he called me, he said, Frederick, I want to come to India. I said, usually they come 6 months ahead planning. I asked him, when are you coming, Pastor? He said, next week. I said, wow, wonderful. How can I organize things for you and everything? He said, don't do anything, I'm just coming. So I went to the airport the day, picked him up. He sat next to me and I was driving. The first thing he said, when I was driving for about 5-10 minutes, the first thing he said, one of the old lady in our church gave me $1,500 for talking Bible. I didn't share to him at all. I met him a few years ago, and he called me after a few years ago. He came, the next day we went to the shop, we bought some talking Bibles, he left, on the third day he left to America. God will fulfill his purpose, sending people any around the world to fulfill their vision. Amen? And I always say, if we have a vision, there's always a provision. Amen? Are you glad? Especially in my church, we are a congregation of about 100 of them, and I've been ministering in this church for about over 2 years now. I'm the senior pastor there. And every week after week, we have a lot of new people walking in. Just people walking the doors. I'll be surprised. They friends, their neighbors, they just bring them. Pastor, they have so much of problems. Can you pray for them? I said, wow, wonderful. Yes, we will pray. Our job is to pray. His job is to do the work. Amen? People are getting saved in our church, I can tell you. Week after week, you'll be surprised. There'll be at least 3, at least 4, at least 5. Every week, new people. And now almost every month, I'm baptizing people for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I always tell to my in my church, as a pastor, you know he is a shepherd, right? You know the pastor is the shepherd, right? So who are you all guys? Sheeps. So sheeps produce sheep. Does the shepherd produce sheep? Any other different formula for that? The sheep produce sheep. It is our responsibility to win souls for the kingdom of God. We always look to the team or the pastors that he has to win souls. No, it is each and every one of our responsibility to bring souls into the house of God, and God will do the rest of the thing. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And as a Christmas season, I got a small gift for every one of you. There's a calendar out. So please pick one calendar, and every day when you look at the calendar, there's a scripture verse for you guys. And there's a calendar with a picture of Israel and a few other pictures of Israel. So you can pick one of the calendar there for yourself. Hopefully everyone should have, and also the information about the women's ministry. Amen? Let's all quickly turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10, it says, then the angel of the Lord said to them, do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. The birth of Jesus is very unique. Amen. The birth of Jesus is very unique. The first thing I want to tell you, the angel said to the shepherds, what did the angel say? Do not be afraid. Because the birth of Jesus fades away all our fear. He's come into this world to take away all our fear. Amen. The angel said, do not fear. Why? Because Christ is born for you and for me. Hallelujah. The second thing, it says, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen. I bring you good tidings of not joy, it says great joy. Hallelujah. The birth of Jesus brings each in our life not just joy, a great joy. Amen. We are also joyful when the Christmas season comes, right? We should be joyful every day in our life because Christ is born in us. Amen. It's not just the season. Yes, it's nice that we celebrate the season, but for us, every day is Christmas. People say the reason for the season. No, it's not just the season. Every day is Christmas. Christmas is for us because Christ is in us, is born for us. The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The birth of Jesus brings great joy in our lives. Amen. Third thing, it says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Amen. Not just to Jews, not just to Samaritans, not just to a sect of people. The Bible says he's bringing great joy to all people. The birth of Jesus Christ breaks down all discrimination. Amen. In back home in India, there is still the caste system is there. The caste system is still very active. When I put my children into the school, one of the columns is, which caste you belong to? The high caste, the low caste, and there's a big set of columns. When you put Christian, it's low. And you don't get any benefit from the government. But the Bible says Christ came into the world for all people. He breaks all discrimination. Amen. So I put my child as Christ because I know the last will be the first. Hallelujah. He is my God. He is a great God. He is a challenging God. He is a miracle-working God. My mom, she's about 69 years now. 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with uterus cancer. Almost a last stage. The doctor said, we can try our best, but we can't do. We prayed. They did two, she went through two. The doctor said she has to go at least for 5 chemos. And with 2, my mom said, no, it's not going to be possible. So I'm not going for the 3rd one. If God gives me life, let him give me, or else just leave me. And we all prayed. And today, she's alive. Hallelujah. Again, last year, after that, 2 years ago, she had a major heart block. We rushed her to the hospital. The doctors tried their best. And they said, there's a block there. It's not possible. She can't make it. Call your family and tell them. If she makes it in the morning, it'll be a miracle. And we cried out to God because I want what God says in her life. I want the finality of God in our life. We cried out to God. She survived that. Hallelujah for the glory of God. There's a lot of struggles we all go through. Is there anyone here without any problem? You all have problems, right? You all have situations. You all have struggles. You need to praise God for that. Even there's lots of things going around even in our life. But I praise God because he's in the midst of it making us stronger. He's making a stronger in midst of all our problems, our struggles. He's not left you alone. He's not left you alone. He's Christ is born for you and for me. The birth of Jesus Christ breaks down all discrimination. The Bible also very clearly says in book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, there is now no distinction, neither Jew or Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female, for all are one in Christ. Amen. Verse 11 it says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. Christ is born to you. You see the personal touch of God. The birth of Christ expresses God's personal touch. The Bible also says, behold, a virgin shall be with a child and bear a son. He shall be called Emmanuel. God with us. God always wants to have a personal touch. Amen. He's not left you as orphans. He's called you by your name. When you're in your mother's home, he's already chosen you. Hallelujah. We have a challenging God. We have a miracle working God. We are an awesome, powerful God. Hallelujah. Few weeks ago, I had a widow, old grandma. She had a small baby, about 5 years. She brought this boy, and this boy was almost like crippled. And the doctors advised him for an operation when he was at 3. No one came to help, and he was at home, always at home without any help. She heard somehow about us. The grandma and the boy came to us for help. And she said, can you please help? I said, what can I do for you? She said, well, the doctors advised an operation for my grandson. And I asked her, what happened to your daughter or your son? No one is there. And the boy was left with her to take care. So I said, how can we help? He said, I want to help this boy to walk. I said, okay, let's work it out. She was a Hindu woman. And we didn't ask her what region, where you come from or nothing. We just said, yes, we will do it. We took her to the doctors. We found out how much it cost. And we prayed. The operation was closely about £1,000. And we didn't have so much money. We just prayed. Lord, you brought this woman into our contact. I don't know what purpose, but we will help. I need your help above all that. So we took him to the doctors, we tried, and the doctor said, well, this patient should have been operated a long time, 3 years ago, now he's about 5, we will give our best. So we said everything, we tried to work it out, and guess what? Day before yesterday, he was operated. And that's the boy there. And he's got a casting there. The casting will be removed in another 4 weeks' time, and he'll give you a special shoes, and he'll be able to walk. This happened day before yesterday. Amen? I didn't ask him when they came to me. I didn't ask him whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or anything. I said, you got them into our contact. We will try to do, and I want your help. God helped us to meet that need. In another few, 3 or 4 weeks' time, you'll have special shoes and we'll start walking. Hallelujah. Amen? We have a challenging God. We have a lot of opportunities comes in our life. We need to seize every opportunity. Sometimes we might think, how is it going to happen? How is it possible? My wife most of the time she says, how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to pay for that? And especially during the graduation time, I tell you, it's not a joke. Having 65 sewing machines is not an easy thing. But that's the time she gets more tense. And I said, just leave it to God. Just on time, just on the day of graduation, even on the day of graduation, we get some people from another corner of the world, just all these streams of water flowing into one direction. That's how God brings people to fulfill His promise. Amen. Over the years, I can tell you, imagine 65 sewing machines every 6 months. 2 graduations every year. You can do the math. But above all that, my God is great. Hallelujah. He is my provider. He does miracle. We need to start moving forward for His glory. Amen. Even for the church, when people just come, last 3 weeks ago when a woman came, she said she was in tears. That's the first day coming to the church. She was in tears with three children. She said, first thing after the service, she came for prayer. I had prayed for her. She said, my husband didn't turn up to the house for more than 4 weeks. I don't know where he is living, what happened to him, or nothing. She was in tears. And I said, don't worry. I will pray for you. God will do the miracle. She went home. In 2 days' time, this man came back home. The following week, the whole family was there in the church. Hallelujah. The whole family was there in the church. I was so surprised. I can't imagine the population of 1.3 billion people in India. If someone is lost, going to the police station in the city where I am from, 9 million people plus, and telling to the police station, I lost this man, can you find? They say, okay, we will try. They'll put the case down because they know it's not possible. Our case has to be with Him. Amen. The miracle, He will do it. We are just an instrument in the hand of God. Hallelujah. The birth of Christ expresses God's personal touch. Now, the next verse it says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. For therefore is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. The birth of Christ brings salvation. Amen. A Savior is born for you and for me. Someone who can save us. Someone who can help us. Someone who can lift us up. And tell you, do not fear, for I am with you. Hallelujah. The birth of Jesus brings great salvation in every one of our lives. Amen. The birth of Christ brings glory to God. As in the scripture it says, verse 14, glory to God in the highest. The birth of Christ brings great glory to God. There is no other way that the glory of God can be demonstrated to mankind but through the incarnation of God's Son for the redemption of unworthy people. Amen. He came for you and for me into this world. And it's not still a baby Jesus. He's still not in the manger. He's died for you on the cross. And He's gone to the heaven. And He's interfering for you and for me. He's interceding, I can tell you. And lastly, I want to share with you is verse 14. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace to men. The birth of Christ brings peace. Amen. The birth of Christ brings peace to men. Not peace to something else. Peace to men. Because He is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. The birth of Christ brings peace in us. Imagine there's a tornado going out there. And you're sitting here and relaxing. People will think you're crazy, but the peace of God, if it's there in you, you will just relax because you're in the safe hands. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper because He's taken my charge over my life. I sit relaxed. I'm in peace. No one can disturb my peace because Christ is there in me. The Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You got a great God. You got a challenging God. Amen. Sometimes at the weddings, you make husband and wife make covenant. They say, till death do us apart. Sometimes many people can't keep that promise. Sometimes when they're old, they die. But Christ says, I will be with you till the end. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Christmas is good. But if no Christ in that, imagine what, how it will be. You'll be having only X mass. If Christ is not there, people say Christmas. Yeah, but if Christ is not there, there's no use of your celebration. Amen? Christmas, Christ is there in it. Even in the pubs, even in the dance place, they've all put Christmas. But they don't know that Christ is there in it. The real Prince of Peace is in it. The God who can lead you. The God who has promised you for an eternal life. The God who is answering your prayers. Hallelujah. We have a great God. Because the birth of Jesus brings great joy. The birth of Jesus brings peace. The birth of Christ fades away all our fear. A Savior is born for us. Amen. When He came into this world, when Christ was born, He brought everything what is needed into our life. There's nothing that you need to have or add on. Amen. I want to quickly share with you only one scripture over here. Book of Psalm 138. I don't know whom I'm sharing this with. Very quickly, book of Psalm 138, verse 8. Book of Psalm 138, verse 8. I don't know which translation is it, but my Bible says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. The Lord will fulfill the purpose for me. In my translation, it says, the Lord will perfect the things that concern in your life. The things that you are concerned, the Bible says, the Lord will perfect it. Amen? I cannot perfect it. The Lord will perfect it. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor, shake their hand, and tell God bless you three times. Look into their eyes. Look into their eyes. Tell them three times, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. The blessing of the Lord bringeth richness. The blessing of the bringeth healing. The blessing of the Lord bringeth prosperity. The blessing of the Lord bringeth generation blessing. As you are blessed, the blessing of the Lord is the fulfillment. Hallelujah. God will bless you 1,000-fold with good health, with good health and strength. Amen. He is hearing your prayers. Hallelujah. The Bible, as it says, the Lord will perfect the things that concerns me. Because your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. That's the translation of King James Version. You can see that. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a miracle working God. He's the same God here in England, in Lincoln. He's the same God there in India, in Bangalore City. Hallelujah. He is an unchanging God. When He has promised you something, He will come make it pass through. Hallelujah. Today when you turn and tell your friend, God bless you in this season. Yes, God will surely bless you because He is going to honor you what you have said. Hallelujah. Because you are the son and daughter of the loving Heavenly Father. And you are in His house. You are in the Father's house. Hallelujah. Let's all raise up to our feet. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Master. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to pray for you all just quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all close our eyes. Just thank God for all the richness. Thank God for all the love. Thank God for this year of 2000 that you blessed you and got you through all this 11 months. And you're almost getting close to the end of this year. And if you praise God and thank God today, you're making room for God to bless you in the coming year 2017. Because He's already gone ahead to make a way for you. He's already gone ahead to help you through, to make you walk you through. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, O Master. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.